It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports on this very, very cold night. So we're going to play basketball between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Minnesota Vikings. What a crowd we have here tonight. Nobody's really staying home because of the cold weather. We got Valley Dance District dancers here, their parents and grandparents, so good group of people here to watch the basketball game and the Valley Dance District's hip-hop at halftime. So a lot of activities going on there tonight in Dawson with a fundraiser going on, chili feed, and just a great atmosphere here. The pep band, Dawson Boyd pep band is playing, just completed the JV game. And Dawson Boyd beat Minnesota in JV action 46-30. All right, let's turn our attention to varsity basketball. The Minnesota Vikings, 3 wins and 10 losses, are here in Dawson tonight to take on the state rank and defending state champions, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Blackjacks are currently ranked 8th in Class A, and they have an 11-2 record. And so we'll see how this matchup goes tonight. Minnesota, as I mentioned, 3 wins. They won their season opener against Heron Lake Okabena Fulda 57-55. They beat Canby 86-60. And they down bowled last week in Bird Island 57-55. So their 3 wins were close wins there. And they've lost to some very good teams. Edgerton, they're 10-3. Wabasso's 14-1. The Rabbits are state ranked. Actually, the Rabbits just lost the first game of the season on Tuesday against Springfield. RCW's 10-4. So you can see KMS. They lost to KMS. KMS is 11-2. So the Vikings have played a tough, tough schedule during the season here. Let's go through your starting lineups tonight. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, thanks to Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. For the Minnesota Vikings, number 2, Ian Meary. Meary's a 6'1" junior guard. Number 5, Easton Johnston. Easton is a 5'11" senior guard. Hard to believe he's a senior. Number 11, Chase Sorensen, a sophomore guard. Number 21, Leo Hennen. Hennen's a 6'2" forward senior. And number 41, Kyson Arndt. Arndt is 6'5" post player and a senior. The Minnesota Vikings are coached by head coach Chad Johnston, assisted by Mitchell Van Westen and Jared Josephson. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Minnesota Vikings. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, usual starting five, we've got Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar is 6'1" senior guard. Number 1, Landon Malachek, 6'6" center. He's a junior. Number 2, Jackson Hasted. Hasted, 6'4" forward junior. Number 3, Carson Stratmone. Stratmone's a 6' junior guard. And number 10, a sophomore, 6'1" guard, Cale Tufto. So it's Liebel, Malachek, Hasted, Stratmone, and Tufto. Head coach, Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmone, Justin Wager, and Jason Boyd. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for both Dawson Boyd and Minnesota. And we thank Antonio Rada for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long and in all sports. Let's take a look at the schedule tonight. A lot of postponements because of the weather, but the game already completed. Actually, they moved the time up at La Caparo Valley. The Eagles hosted Tracy Milroy Ballaton tonight, and the Panthers won 85-63. Panthers hit 13 three-pointers in the game tonight out at the Eagles' Nest. Another update here with 8 minutes left in the ball game in Ortonville. The Ortonville Trojans leading the Canby Lancers 52-30. RCW at KMS, that was postponed because of the weather. And another final here in the Camden Conference in boys basketball in Clara City at McRae High School. McRae beat Lakeview by 5 points, 57-52. Yellow Medicine East was to travel to Prinsburg tonight, take on a very good Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jay team. They've only lost one game. They're 13-1. The Blue Jays are fifth in Class A ranking. But that game with Yellow Medicine East was postponed. Quickly, just a few games. Camby is at Clinton Graceville Beers. That game just underway. Border West leading Camby 3-2. Mineota girls in the second half. They lead Laverne 46-40. And those are just some of the games tonight. Just a few girls basketball games on the schedule tonight. Well, I want to wish Dwayne Hasted, my football broadcast partner, a happy birthday. It's Dwayne's birthday, and actually a lot of people's birthdays today. You heard the birthday list here on Q92 all day long. So, and the Pep Band, Dawson Boyd Pep Band, playing the fight song here for Dawson Boyd, and the Blackjacks and the Vikings coming to their benches, and well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the basketball players, and we'll be back with the start of the tip off here between the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Report's brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got a Camden Conference matchup for you tonight. The Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Of course, Mineota, a lot of football players on this basketball team. State champions again this past fall. Three-time state champion in a row. Coach Chad Johnson, Coach Corey Larson shaking hands at midcourt here. And, of course, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, state champions in basketball last year. What a thrilling year that was for the Blackjacks. It was so much fun covering them during the basketball season and down in Minneapolis for the state tournament, as was covering the Mineota Viking football team. Two tremendous programs. But they're facing off in basketball tonight. Starters again for Mineota, Arndt, Hennen, Sorensen, Johnston, and Mary. Blackjacks, Leibel, Malachek, Hasted, Tufto, and Stratmoen. Here's your opening tip-off, and belongs with the Blackjacks. They're in their black uniforms, and you're in their white and yellow and blue trims. Looks like man-to-man defense for the Mineota Vikings to start the game. Here's Gunnar Leibel, jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Malachek tried to save it and throws it right in the hands of Chase Sorensen. Sorensen will bring it down the floor. He's a sophomore point guard. And they go down to Miri in the corner, knocked out of bounds, I believe, by Tufto. It is cold out, folks. My mustache froze walking two blocks. Oh, there's a nice inbound pass from Miri to number five, Easton Johnston. He scores. Easton on the backside, the Blackjacks didn't cover it. Easy basket for the Vikings. They lead 2-0. Leibel drives to the basket, lays it up and in. There's your first basket for the senior, Gunnar Leibel. And we're tied up 2-2. Sorensen over to Miri. Miri at the top of the key to Johnston. He's going to put up a three, hit the front of the rim, no good. Easton had a good look at the basket there, just couldn't get it to fall. 2-2 your score. Stratmoen drives to the basket, kicks it out, and here's a three-pointer by Hasted from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Miri. He'll bring it across midcourt for Mineota. Still tied 2-2. Just underway here in Dawson tonight. Johnston drives to the basket, try to kiss it off the glass, and does. Easton Johnston, 4. Dawson Boyd, 2. Easton has all 4 points for the Vikings to start the game here. Gunnar Leibel lobs it down to Tufto. He stepped out of bounds underneath the basket. Leibel passed the ball to Cale Tufto, who was running the baseline. Cale caught the ball. Referee was right there and saw Cale's foot on the out-of-bounds line. Turnover, Dawson Boyd. The Vikings lead 4-2. Here's an NBA three. Oh, my goodness, Chase Sorensen. That was from way out. Way out. Wow, I don't wonder if he realized where he was. Here's Stratmoen for a three from the corner. That missed everything. Holy smokes, that was the longest three-pointer I've seen this year by Sorensen. 7-2. Mineota. Miri throws the ball out of bounds. So actually threw the ball right into the Blackjack bench. So the Vikings jump out to a 7-2 lead thanks to Sorensen's three-pointer. He's just a 10th grader. Blackjack's with the ball. Halstead goes right to the hole and scores. You're not going to stop Jackson when he decides to go to the basket, get out of the way. He is so smooth. He's 6'4". He's a junior. 7'4", Mineota. The Vikings with the lead and the possession here. Mary stops his dribble. Now to Johnston. Easton drives on Liebel. Jump shot over Gunner, and it doesn't go. Bounces off the rim. Picked up there by Halstead. Halstead's going to go coast to coast and lays it up again. Nobody even guarded Jackson. He just took it, grabbed the rebound from one end of the court, and went all the way to the other end for a layup by Halstead. Quick pass into Arndt. Out to Sorensen. Chase. Oh, falls down. The ball's loose. Who's going to get there first? Halstead does. Turnover, Mineota. Halstead picks up the ball. Hey, the Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket. Halstead kicks it out in the corner to Tufto. Stratmon goes in the paint, throws it up off the glass. No good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dawson Boyd. It's going to be Mineota basketball. Dawson Boyd JV beat Mineota tonight 46-30. Vikings come into this game just 3 wins, 3-10. Dawson Boyd 11-2. Sorensen being guarded by Stratmon. Now here's a jump shot. Good by number 21, Leo Hennin. Leo Hennin with a jump shot keeps the Vikings in the lead 9-6. Now, Johnston knocks the ball out of the Gunner Liebel's hands, and Easton picks up the loose ball. Easton just took a swat at Gunner and knocked the ball out of his hands. Vikings have the basketball. They go down low. Arndt with a close-in shot. Missed it. Johnston with the rebound. Here's a three-pointer. Good! By number 21, Leo Hennin hits a three, and Coach Larson's calling a timeout. So with the timeout on the floor, it's Mineota 12, Dawson Boyd 6. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. What a start to the game here. The Vikings lead Dawson Boyd 12-6. Timeouts over by Coach Corey Larson. So here's Gunner over to Stratmon. Stratmon to Halstead. Halstead again goes in, and the ball stripped out of his hand. I believe that was Sorensen. Or no, that was Leo Hennin that knocked the ball out of Halstead's hands. Now Sorensen crosses midcourt. He's going to launch a three again. And, oh, that was in and out. No good. That was way in the cylinder. Liebel picks up the board. Halstead back to Gunner. Gunner for three. Swish. Gunner Liebel for three. 12-9. Good job there by Liebel. Sorensen. Where's number 11? He's a sophomore. Jump shot from the free throw line. Good. He made that look easy. Sorensen. Well, that was, look at him, it's a Hennin. I'm sorry, that was Hennin. Hennin with the jump shot from the free throw line. He has 7 points. Here's a shot from the baseline by Liebel. No good. Rebounded there by Sorensen. Sorensen quickly up to Hennin. He puts up a three again! Holy cow! Leo Hennin with 10 points here in the first half. Look at Stratmon go to the basket and score. Oh, the pace is picked up here, folks. Carson Stratmon. Man, did he explode to the basket. It's 17-11, Mineota. Under 12 minutes to play in the first half. There's a back door. Goodbye, Miri. That was Ian Miri's first basket. 19-11. Minnesota is playing like they've won 10 games instead of losing. Oh, Stratmon launched a three and dropped one. Carson Stratmon with three. He has five quick points there for the Blackjacks. 19-14. Sorensen in the paint. One-handed shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Johnston gets the rebound for Minnesota. Now pass it over to number 21, Leo Hannon. Top of the key three, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks, down by 5 points. Tufto, Liebel, free throw line. Gunner goes to the basket, lays it up and in for two. Gunner, Liebel with five. I got Gunner for seven. Sorensen, it's 19-16. Sorensen deep in the corner, being trapped there by Stratmon. Now down to Malachek. It's a three-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Blackjacks with the ball. They can tie it up with a three. Malachek. Well, this is Hasted. Hasted goes to the basket, rolls it around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Leo Hennin. Johnston with the ball, and now a timeout by Coach Johnston. We'll take a quick break with 10-18 to play. It's Minnesota 19, Dawson Boyd 16. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Paul Ramo back here in Dawson. Timeout's over by Coach Chad Johnson of the Vikings. Minnesota leads 19-16. You know, I said this in the promo. Throw the records out the window and Minnesota and Dawson Boyd play each other in any sport. It's always competitive. They go down to Arndt. Arndt misses the shot. An easy basket there missed. And now Arndt steals the ball. He redeemed himself, Kyson Arndt. Number three. Here's Tristan Seussner into the game. He puts up a shot from the free throw line. Good for Tristan Seussner. And he scores. And it's 21-16, Minnesota. Stratmon with the ball in the paint. Over to Hasted. Hasted drops it down low, and it's picked off by number three, who's not in the program. 21-16. Number four with it. This is Seussner. Here's a shot by number 11. It's a three-pointer by Sorensen, and it's no good, but we have a foul going for the rebound. Looks like Johnson's going to come in for Kyson Arndt. That foul was on Arndt, his first, so Arndt's coming out of the game. 21-16. Minnesota leading was coming up on 9 minutes to play in the first half here in Dawson tonight. Stratmon. Stratmon back out behind a three-point arc. Dawson Boyd, Gunner Liebel. Liebel goes to the left side, lays it up and in. Gunner Liebel scoring. He has 7 points. Caden Brent is in for Dawson Boyd, his first action. Minnesota with the possession. Here's number three, and blocked by Hasted. Off the glass, Hasted's leading. Number four with the layup. Carver Schwegel scores. Boy, what a nice fast break between Hasted and Schwegel. That was awesome. 21-20. It's a one-point lead for Minnesota. And ninth grader Carver Schwagel is at the free throw line to try to tie it up. And he does. Schwagel ties it up. 21-21 is your score. Minnesota can break this tie. They have the ball. Vikings passing the ball, Suster. Oh, now the ball's taken away by Hasted. Here goes Hasted. Jackson going in for the layup and lays it up and in. He's done that a couple times here in the first half. Steals the ball, goes coast to coast, and the Jacks have taken the lead, their first lead of the night, 23-21. Vikings with the basketball. They go down low, and it's stolen there by Caden Brent. Brent going down the floor. He loses the basketball, and we're going the other way. Tristan Suster has it for Minnesota, and Suster goes to the basket and lays it up and in, and count it, the referee says. Tristan Suster scores his fourth point of the game. He'll go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. Substitutes coming in. Arndt's coming back in for Easton Johnston. And Suster's at the free throw line, trying to break this 23-23 tie, and he does. And the Vikings back up on top, 24-23. Blackjacks with the ball. Liebel goes baseline, uses his left hand and lays it up and in. Gunnar Liebel. And the Jacks retake the lead, 25-24. Ball's loose, goes all the way out to midcourt. And we're going to have over and back called on Minnesota. That brings Coach Johnston off the chair. Blackjacks will inbound the ball here. I thought it was going to be an over and back call. It wasn't. So Blackjacks get the ball. Here's Gunner. Kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Schwagel. No good. And it's rebounded by Minnesota's Leo Hennin. Over to number four. Suster lays it up. No good. Rebound by Arndt. Hennin with a short jumper. That won't go. Still loose, and it's picked up by Suster. Suster drops it down low to Arndt. Passes it over, and it's stolen by Gunner. Here's a two-on-one fast break. Gunner behind the back and lays it up. What a play by Liebel. Wow. Gunner Liebel. A behind-the-back dribble and layup. 27-24, biggest lead of the first half for Dawson Boyd. It's three. Here's number 25. Now the ball's almost knocked away. Here's a shot put up. This is Leo Hennin for a long three-pointer. That's hard off the glass. No good. Here's Gunner with the ball. Goes to the basket and banks it in. Liebel with 13 points here in the first half. 29-24. Dawson Boyd leading the Vikings by five. Vikings, the Blackjacks have picked it up defensively here. Here's a one-handed shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Here's Stratmone. Carson brings it across midcourt. Vikings are the Blackjacks lead by five. Hasted's going to go right to the hole. Nobody's stopping him. Hasted with a layup. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take a couple-minute break and be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your .com. Like us on Facebook and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here. Timeouts over to Jack's lead, 31-24 over the Minneota Vikings. 5:10 to play here in the first half. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. Here's Hasted. Now over to number four, Schwagel. Here's a three-point shot in the corner. Good! That was Liebel for three. He leads all scorers with 16 points. Gunnar Liebel. Here's Hennin to Miri. Miri goes up with a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. It's a 10-point lead. Boy, things quick change quick, don't they? 10-point lead. Hassler with a short shot. No good. Malachek with the rebound. Here's Liebel for three again. Gunner's on fire right now with 19 points. And just like that, the Blackjacks lead 37-24. Johnson puts an underhanded shot up off the rim. No good for the Vikings. Blackjack Stratmon for three. That one missed. Arndt bumped into his own player. And Liebel with it. Liebel for three. And that one won't go. Malachek with the rebound put back. That won't go. Minnesota Sorensen with the rebound. And now we got a whistle. We've got .33 in there. That might be Evan Jerzak, a ninth grader. Or Esping, Landon Esping, .33. Don't have their numbers in the roster here. Oh, look at Easton Johnson go to the basket. Nice move by Easton, and then he got the ball knocked out of his hand. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first half. It's 37-24. In the blink of an eye, the Blackjacks explode. I have to put my math together here. There's a long three by Sorensen. That's no good. Rebounded by number 10, Topto. But the Vikings have been held scoreless here for a while. Dawson Boyd, Topto tries baseline. Good defense there by Miri. 37-24. Oh, a slam dunk by Hasted. Jackson left from the free throw line, went in with a slam dunk. And it's all Blackjacks right now, folks. 39-24. Sorensen trying to find a basket. Dodge scores. What a play by Sorensen. Chase Sorensen, number 11, with the basket. And he's got 5 points. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make a three-point play. That was an athletic move there by Sorensen. Free throws no good. Rebound by Arndt. Kicks it back out to Sorensen. Sorensen in the Arndt. Arndt turn. Shoots. No good. Rebounded there by Malachek. Here's Dawson Boyd with the ball. 2:45 to play. Stratmone to Gunner. Gunner. Going to go to the basket. Try for another basket. He does. 21 points for Gunner Liebel. Just in the first half, 41-26. Wow. Sorensen splits the defender. Blocked by Malachek. Wow, what a block by Landon Malachek. Landon Tolk comes in for Minnesota. 41-26, the score. Dawson Boy leading. Carver Schwagel comes in for Malachek. Just about at halftime here. Vikings inbound the ball to Tolk. Tolk almost lost it, but ball goes to number four, Seussner. He puts a shot up. Ball rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. This is Hasted. Kicks it in the corner. Stratmon for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Esping. Here come the Vikings. Esping at the top of the key. Kicks it in the right wing. Gets a screen from Esping. This is Sorensen, I think. Ball's loose. Sorensen was thinking about popping a three. Pulls it down. Stratmon was on him right away. A minute 40 to play in the first half. Sorensen in the paint. Hook shot. No good. Man, Sorensen, there's a fast break. Liebel, boom, scores. That was a football pass, I think, from Hasted to Liebel. And that was an explosive play there for Dawson Boyd. Now Sorensen goes down low, he loses the ball, and he gets it back. He's on the floor, he loses the ball again, and it's picked up by Tufto. Here's Stratmon. Minute 12 to play, 43-26. Gunner goes to the basket again. Oh, off the glass. Gunner Liebel does it again. He's got 25 points in the first half for Liebel. For under a minute to play. Esping out to Sorensen. Into Seussner. Seussner, short baseline shot. No good. Loses the ball to Hasted. 40 seconds to go. The Blackjacks on the run. Hasted's going to go to the basket. He is uncontested. And the Blackjacks are scoring at will. 14 for Hasted, 25 for Liebel. 28 seconds to play. 47-26. Seussner down low, scores, and he's fouled. Tristan Seussner. 7 points for Seussner. And see who that foul was on. It was on Schwagel. Malachek's going to come in for Schwagel. 24 seconds on the clock. Valley Dance District Hip Hop is going to be performing at halftime here. That's why the large crowd. Seussner's free throw is good. He leads the Vikings in scoring with 8 points. It's 47-29, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks go for the last shot here. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds. This is Hasted. Liebel is going to take the shot. 5 seconds. No, Stratmon is. Three-pointer. No good. Goes out of bounds with two-tenths of a second on the clock. And then we're at halftime, folks. And we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. And they Minnesota inbounds it, and there's your halftime score. It's Dawson Boyd, 47. Minnesota, 29. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities. Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Boffin here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I am full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. So I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Show. Paul Ramo out here at Dawson Boyd High School. Blackjack lead Mineota 47-29 at the half. You can hear the noise in the background. Valley Dance District dancers, they're on the floor doing a hip-hop, and it's really cool. And there's a lot of dancers on the floor right now here performing in front of this large crowd here in Dawson on this cold night. Good job by the Valley Dance District dancers. Well, Dawson Boyd outscored Mineota in the last 6 minutes of the first half, 26-8. And thanks a lot in the three-point shooting to Gunnar Liebel. He kind of caught fire there in the second half of the first half. Liebel leads the Blackjacks in scoring with 25 points. He's got one, two, three three-pointers, and the rest were just driving to the basket. Jackson Hasted with 4 points. A lot of his points, he grabbed a rebound, and Jackson took it the full length of the court himself and laid it up and in. And then Carson Stratmon with 5 points, and Carver Schwagel off the bench with 3. That's your scoring for Dawson Boyd. For Mineota, Easton Johnston with 4 points. Tristan Sussner leads, or Tristan Sussner with 8 points. And Ian Meary with a bucket. Chase Sorensen with 5 points. He has a 3-pointer. That 3-pointer by Chase Sorensen was probably the longest 3-pointer I've seen this year. That was like way beyond NBA range, that's for sure. 5 points for Sorensen. Your leading scorer is Hennen with 10. Hennen has 2 threes in the first half. So that's their score, 47-29. Dawson Boyd leading the Mineota Vikings. In other boys' basketball scores from tonight, they actually bumped this game up to get everybody home early. Tracy Milroy Ballaton beat Lacaparo Valley at Lacaparo Valley, 85-63. I believe the Panthers had 13 threes in the game. Ortonville is going to beat Canby 66-35, just a couple of minutes left in that game. And that game's at Ortonville. Ortonville 66, Canby 35. McCray down Lakeview tonight, 57-52 in Clare City. And Central Minnesota Christian, YME, they were postponed. RCW and KMS, they were postponed tonight because of the weather. Girls basketball, Mineota down Laverne, 68-59 tonight. And in the second half, Canby is leading Border West 27-22. That game played at Clinton Graceville Beardsley. That's in girls basketball tonight. Well, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. And we'll be back in a couple minutes with the start of the second half between Dawson Boyd and Mineota. Blackjacks lead 47-29.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-296-4488. 829-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
All right, second half just underway here. Mineota with the possession. They're down 47-29 to Dawson. Boy, the Blackjacks went on a 26-8 run with about 6 minutes left before halftime. Mostly dominated by Gunnar Liebel and Jackson Hasted. All right, Vikings with the ball to start the second half. Here's Sorensen. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Hennen. No good. Hennen had 10 points in the first half, lead the Vikings in scoring. Blackjacks with the basketball. And Hasted goes in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded there by Leo Hennen. Here's Sorensen across midcourt. Sorensen at the free throw line, stops the dribble. Now to Easton Johnson. He loses the ball to Gunner. Gunner's going to go in, and he wanted to slam it, but Leo Hennen knocks the ball out of his hand. Good defensive play there by Leo Hennen. Liebel stole the ball from Johnston and was going in for a slam dunk, it looked like. And Hennen knocked the ball out of his hands. Here's a long three-pointer by guess who? Liebel. My goodness, this kid can shoot. 28 points for number zero, Gunnar Liebel. Here's Arndt with a shot. No good. Close in. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd's Cale Tufto. A cold night. It's going to get colder tonight and tomorrow. A lot of schools not having school tomorrow. They're having e-learning. Some are. Here's Stratmore for three from the corner. Swish! Carson Stratmore made that look easy. Deep in the corner. Nothing but net for Stratmore. 53-29. Arndt goes in the paint. Ooh, missed the shot. Tyson's missed a couple close-in shots there. Here's Hasted. Oh, he got away with a push. Oh, no, they're going to call Hasted with a push. He separated himself as he was dribbling the basketball. And it'll be Mineota basketball. Lacapon Valley boys, they played at home tonight against Tracy Milroy Ballaton. The Panthers beat them 85-63. Panthers hit 13 threes in the game. That game was started like at 5 o'clock. Moved it up because of the weather. 16 minutes to go in this game. And Sorensen with the ball. Long three-pointer put up by Sorensen. No good. Rebounded by Malachek. He gets the ball up to Tufto. Back to Carson. Stratmon. Hasted drives baseline. Puts the shot up and scores. Jackson, Hasted, 16 points for Hasted, 28 for Lebo. Sorensen in the paint, guarded tightly there by Stratmone. Now over to number two, Miri. And the ball's taken away. I think Stratmone got a hand on it. Here's Lebo. Lebo, Gunner, drives baseline on Johnston, kicks it out. Stratmone wide open for a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Malachek and put back, no good. Johnston with the rebound for Mineota. Easton goes coast to coast, try to kiss it off the glass. Arndt with the rebound, kicks it over to Sorensen for three. That's good. Good ball movement there by the Vikings. The three-pointer by Sorensen gives them 11. 55-32 is your score. Blackjacks leading Mineota here in a Camden Conference matchup. Stratmone, Tufto, Gunner. Jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebound, fighting for the rebound. Sorensen comes up with it. Jay Sorensen, the sophomore for Mineota. Now Johnson will bring it across midcourt. Again, Lebel strips Johnson. Gunner going in, and coming up from behind is Miri to knock the ball away. 55-32 is your score, Dawson Boyd. What a performance by Valley Dance District tonight. Hip-hop routine. I don't know how many dancers that. There's a lot of them. They did a great job. Ooh, Lebel tried to go down low to Malachek, I believe, and went right through his hands. Out of bounds. Turnover by the Blackjacks. Mineota will bring the ball up the floor. They got some work to do with 14:08 to play in the game. They're down 55-32. Sorensen in the paint. Now to Espin. Drives to the baseline. Sorensen back out. Tries to go to the basket. Forces up a shot. Off the glass. Rebounded there by Stratmone. Carson was amongst the Giants there and the shortest guy on the floor. Grabs the board. Lebel for three. No, won't go. Last touch by Tyson Arndt. What a football season Tyson Arndt had for the Vikings. Actually, all of them. Johnston. Easton ran a interception back in the state championship game. Here's Stratmone for three. Won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Arndt comes, muscles his way for the rebound. Tyson Arndt. Here come the Vikings. Sorensen, number 11, goes in and knocking the ball out of his hands was Cale Tufto. Nice job by Tufto. And now Hasted loses the ball. And it goes out of bounds. Leo Hennin back in the game for Espin. Mineota will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They're down 55-32. It was a close game. The first 12 minutes of the game. And now Mineota throws the ball away off the inbound pass. Evan Jerzak will come into the game, number 3. He's a 5'6". Freshman. He played some in the first half. Hasted will inbound the ball. The Blackjacks will bring it up the floor slowly. This is Gunner. Gunner Lebel. He had 25 points in the first half. Hasted to Lebel on the right wing, being guarded by Sussner. Here's Stratmone for three. Had a good look. That's hits the rim. And rebounded there by the Mineota Vikings. This is Jerzak. Stops his dribble, goes down low to Arndt. Arndt turnaround shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks across midcourt. This is Tufto, now Lebel on the right wing. Gunner goes to the basket, and he crashes into a couple Vikings, and we're going to have a foul. Who are they going to call a foul on? A charge on Gunner? Well, White, 41, they're going to call it on Arndt, and Tyson Arndt can't believe it. He goes, me? Gunner went in there hard for a layup, and there's bodies flying all over the place. Lebel at the free throw line. His free throw's good, gives him 29. Next point for Gunner, he'll hit 30. number 45, Landon Tolk in foot. And Gunnar Liebel has 30 of the 57 points for Dawson Boys. 57-32, 12:35 to play in the ball game. Jerzak in the paint. The young freshman kicks it out to number 21, Hennen. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Malachek. Stratmon up the floor. Crossover dribble by Carson. Now Hasted kicks it out to Tufto. Tufto drives baseline, lays it up and in. Nice job by Kale Tufto. His first basket of the night for the 6'1" sophomore guard, Kale Tufto. 59-32, Dawson Boyd. Jerzak. This ninth grader handles the ball well for Mineota. Susner puts up a long three from the corner, no good. And there's Stratmon with another rebound for Carson. Kicks it to the left wing to Liebel. Back to Carson. Back to Gunner. Back to Carson. Playing catch. Carson drives, and we're going to have a foul on Mineota. Almost knocked Carson Stratmon off on the floor. Well, not sure what we're going to do tomorrow night for broadcasting. Depends if there's games or not. We'll play it by ear. A lot of schools not having school. I'm not sure if all the activities are on tomorrow or not. But we'll just wait till the morning. Blackjacks inbound. Hasted with a close-in shot. Missed it. Here's Mineota. Tristan Susner pulls up. Now there's number 21, Leo Hennen, in the paint. Johnston lost the ball, but it goes right in the hands of a Viking, and now the Blackjacks get it, and here's Hasted with an easy layup. 18 points for Hasted, 30 points for Liebel. 61-32, Dawson Boyd. Hennen with the ball. Here's Johnston. Easton with a shot at the free throw line. No good. Rebound goes all the way out to Gunner. He's going in. Slam dunk. Slam dunk for Gunner Liebel. Boy, that rebound ricocheted all the way out to the top of the key. Gunner was just standing there, and the ball came right to him. Then he went down the floor by himself and slammed it home. Here's Jerzak for Mineota. Now Blackjacks. He missed a shot. Blackjacks on a fast break. Liebel scores on the layup. 34 points for Gunner Liebel. Wonder what his career high is. I think we named the player. Here's Easton Johnson. He shot a three-pointer. I think he was fouled, but no whistle. Easton crashed to the floor. Here's Hasted. Oh, nice move by Hasted. 20 points for Jackson. That's 54 points between Hasted and Liebel. 54 points out of the 67 belong to Hasted and Liebel. Now a foul on Tufto as Tristan Susner for Mineota was dribbling the ball in the paint, and Tufto reached in and fouled him. Ian Meary back in. Landon Tolk is coming out. Mary will inbound the ball underneath Mineota's basket. 9:45 to play in the ball game. All Blackjacks right now. 67-32. Black and Vikings go up. A shot up by Hasted. Johnson, no good. Rebounded. Here's Susner. Mary in the corner. Being guarded tightly there by Carver Schwagel. Another whistle. Boy, the referees are blowing the whistle. Easton Johnson not happy about the call. Talking to his dad, the head coach. Vikings will inbound it on their side court. I believe Owen Gallagher is going to come in. Number 15. Vikings inbound it. Here's Jerzak. number three, hands the ball off to Susner. He loses the ball. Blackjacks pick it up. This is number five, Caden Brent, and a shot put up by the Blackjacks, number 22, Halstead. He scores again, 22 points for Halstead. Here's a long three-pointer in the corner by Minnesota's Leo Hannon. That hit the rim, rebounded by Gunner. Lebo with the rebound. Coming up on 9 minutes to play in the ballgame, 69-32, Dawson Boyd. Brent to Lebo in the corner. I believe this is Halstead. No, that was number four, Schwagel. Now Halstead goes to the basket. Halstead scores again. 24 for Halstead, 34 for Lebo. Mineota with the possession. Driving to the basket, Jerzak can try to lay it up, and Jerzak was fouled by a Blackjack. Might have been on Schwagel. Wow. And number three, Evan Jerzak, a ninth grader, at the free throw line, and the free throw is good. And Jerzak scores his first point of the game. Second free throw by Jerzak, and that's good. He's got 2 points. Evan Jerzak off the bench tonight for Mineota. Got a final in boys basketball from Ortonville High School. Ortonville beat Camby 70-35 tonight. Here's a three-pointer in the corner by Schwagel, and that missed everything. Halstead with the rebound, and he missed the shot. Rebounded there by Minneota's Leo Hennin. Gallagher now in the corner to number two, Miri. Long shot put up. Three-pointer in the corner by Leo Hennin. That's no good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks lead 71-34. Blackjacks with the ball. Here's Gunner. Number four kicks it out to Stratmone. Stratmone drives to the basket. And now this is number... Blackjacks score. That's number five, Caden Brent. Caden Brent with his first basket. It's 73-34. Minneota's Leo Hennin for three. Something for the Viking fans to cheer about. Hennin drops a three. He's got 13 points. He leads the Vikings in scoring tonight. Carver Schwagel with the basketball. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Minneota basketball. Another final in boys basketball in the Camden Conference. McCray 57, Lakeview 52. As I mentioned earlier, Tracy Milroy Ballaton beat La Caparl Valley tonight, 85-63. And a couple of games were postponed. Yellow Medicine East and Central Minnesota Christian, they were postponed. And Renville County West and KMS, they were postponed. Minneota with the ball, put up a shot. Arndt with the rebound. There's Tyson's first basket of the game. For Kyson Arndt. 5:30 to play in the ballgame. Stratmone turnaround jumper for Carson. 10 points for Stratmone. Got some JVers in there for Dawson Boyd. And a shot put up by Minneota, no good. Rebounded by Malachek, I believe. Stratmone's going to go right to the basket. Kissed it off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Gage Johnston. He's new in the game for Minneota. Arndt gets the rebound, puts it back again. Kyson Arndt. He scored 4 quick points here, making it 75-41, Dawson Boyd. Landon Keeman into the game. They go down in the paint, and the ball stolen by the Vikings. Vikings quickly down the floor, shot up and in. by number 25, Gage Johnston. Blackjack's with the ball. Here's Keeman for three off the glass. Rebounded Malachek, and his shot won't go. Number five grabs it. That's Caden Brent. Picks it out to Stratmon. Now to Brent. Brent goes right to the basket, uses his left hand, and scores. Nice job by Caden Brent of Dawson Boy. Good move to the basket there. Here's a three-pointer good. Owen Gallagher with a three for Mineota. 77-46. Ooh, the three-pointers by Stratmon's on its way, and that's good. And now we got a timeout on the floor by Coach Larson. Get some more players in. We'll take a commercial break with 3:44 to play. Dawson Boyd 77, Mineota 46. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
All right, timeout's over. Blackjacks lead 80-46 on Mineota with 3:27 to play. Clock is running now. A running clock. Blackjacks just threw the ball out of bounds. Get some more new players in here. Evan Menning comes in. Thatcher Johnson in. And let's see, I make sure I get everybody here. 21 is Brody Nelson. Brody's 6'7" and a senior. Blackjacks have put up 80 points. Well, Lebo with 34 and Hasted with 24. Here's the Vikings with the ball and another three-pointer by Owen Gallagher. He's hit back-to-back threes. 80-49, Mineota. Or Dawson Boyd, excuse me. Blackjacks with the lead with 2:34 to go. Clock will run. Here's Keeman driving the baseline, kicks it out in the corner. And a shot up there by number 12, and it's off the glass hard. Rebounded there by Brody Nelson. And Nelson is fouled, and the 6'1" post player, senior, will go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. As the clock continues to run here, 80-49 is your score. And Nelson's free throw is no good. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And we'll name a Wow Ottawash play of the game. Brody Nelson's second free throw is no good. And it's rebounded by the Vikings. And then Evan Menning knocks the ball out of Seth Pollock's hands. Seth Pollock in the game for Mineota with 1:25 to play in the ballgame. I wonder if my automatic car starter will start my car from this distance. I should try it. I'm going to need it. It's cold out there, folks. Vikings will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. 1 minute on the clock right now. Left in this ball game. As I mentioned, Mineota goes down. Here's a three-point shot. Good by number 31, Seth Pollock. Pollock for three. Oh, and that was a basket there by number 14. It's a three-pointer by Menning. Menning for three. He dropped one. And it's 83-52 with 30 seconds to go. Blackjacks just passing the ball around. Landon Keeman, they go down low to Nelson, and he lays it up and in. Nelson scores his first basket with 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Mineota with the ball, and the shot up, no good. Fighting for the rebound with 7 seconds, and goes out of bounds, and that's going to be your ball game, folks. 85-52. Dawson Boyd defeats Mineota tonight, 85-52. We'll take a break and be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Boys ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen, Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Dawson Boyd 85 and Mineota 52. Halftime score was the Blackjacks led 47-29 at the half. Blackjacks outscored Mineota in the last 6 minutes of the first half, 26-8. Before that, it was a back and forth game. It was a close game. And then Gunnar Liebel just caught fire. Boy, Gunnar gets going. It's amazing to watch. Gunnar and Hasted, I should say. both of them. Amazing job they did tonight. Let's go through the scoring. For Mineota tonight, Easton Johnston with 4 points. Seussner had 11. Tyson Arndt with 4 points. Ian Meary with a bucket. Chase Sorensen with 5 points. Leo Hannon led the Vikings in scoring with 13. Seth Pollock with a three-pointer. Gage Johnston with a bucket. Gallagher come off the bench and hit 2 3-pointers. He had 6 points. That's your scoring for the Mineota Vikings. They fall to 3-11 on the season. For Dawson Boyd, Nelson off the bench with a bucket with 2 points. Evan Menning hit a three-pointer. Carvin Schwagel with 3 points. Caden Brent with 4. Cale Tufta with a bucket. And your leading scorers for Dawson Boyd, Carson Stratmon with 13. Carson had 3 threes in the game. And how about Jackson Hasted tonight? 24 points for Hasted. He had 14 in the first half, 10 in the second half. No three-pointers for Jackson. All Jackson was driving to the basket. Nobody was really contesting him. And he actually did a nice job in the first half of grabbing rebounds and taking it coast to coast. And 24 points for Hasted. Gunnar Liebel, 34 points. He had 25 in the first half. Gunnar was just knocking him down. 34 points. Yeah, I'm sure he had more than 10 rebounds, so I'm going to say he had a double-double. And I got to name Gunnar player of the game again. Gunnar Liebel, Neon Needle Subway player of the game. And just an amazing performance there by Gunnar Liebel and Jackson Hasted. What do they got combined? 58 points between Hasted and Liebel. 58 points out of the 85. So that is amazing. And Gunner's up here now. We'll be talking with Gunnar Liebel as he gets another T-shirt. You're going to have a closet full of T-shirts, Gunnar. You can give them to your mom or whatever, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. I was just saying, between you and Hasted, you had 34, Hasted had 24. That's 58 points out of the 85. So you guys dominated. But it was a close game the first 10 minutes. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, both teams kind of came out. We were knocking out shots, and we weren't really playing the best defense. In the second half of the first half, we kind of shut their spark down and kind of went away with it a little bit.
Yeah, you outscored Dawson Boyd in the last 6 minutes of the first half, 26-8. You really dominated. It kind of separated you there then.
Yep.
So it's always fun to play Mineota, no matter what sport.
Yeah, no matter what, it's always fun to play them.
I said during the broadcast, just throw the records out the window and Dawson and Mineota play each other, right?
Oh, yeah. Always competitive.
Talk about the game in general tonight.
The first half, like you said, the first half of the first half wasn't the best for us. And then second half of that, we kind of came out and defended better and moved the ball, got some shots to go in, talked on defense a little better. Second half, they didn't have much energy. We came out and just played the game right.
Yep. You and Hasted, you two are amazing. The way you drive to the basket. Well, you pop three-pointers left and right, but just talk about your teammate, Jackson Hasted. He grabs rebound and goes coast to coast half the time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, outside of this, he works his butt off, so, I mean, that's a big part of that. He's always in the gym getting shots up, but he knows how. He's got great footwork and good spin moves a lot.
Yeah, he does. Talk about your play tonight, your three-pointers, and you had the first half, you had 25 points. What was working for you there?
My teammates were just setting me up, and I was getting good looks and able to put the ball in the hoop.
Okay. Yeah, so a big win tonight. What, do you go to 12-2 now? And when's your next game, do you know?
Saturday, play DeSmet.
Oh, yeah, Saturday, DeSmet at Coleman Egan Area School, huh?
Mm.
You go there last year, was that? Or a couple years ago?
A couple years ago, I think.
Okay,
maybe.
All right. Well, congratulations, Gunner. On another Neon Needles player of the game. Here's your Subway value meal from Subway in Dawson here. And you got a medium or large?
I'll take a large.
Large, okay. Got to switch you out here. You don't like the yellow color? What do I got for a large? There we go. How about that? Is that a large?
Oh, yeah.
All
thank
right.
you.
Let's take a picture before you go. And are you having fun this year?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of my last year, so I just kind of go along with it.
keep it going, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you get to your family there. Let's snap a picture here. And Gunnar Liebel with 34 points tonight against the Minnesota Vikings. Jackson Hasted with 24. Whoop, there we go. Good job, Gunnar. All right. And let's check some scores quick before we go off the air here. I went through the scoring already for Minnesota and Dawson Boyd. And other games tonight, Ortonville beat Camby 70-35. KMS and RCW, that game was postponed. Tracy Milroy Ballaton, they were at Lock of Pearl Valley tonight. They moved that game way up time-wise. I think they were done before we even started here. TMB 85, Lock of Pearl Valley 63. TMB hit 13 three-pointers in the game. McCray edged Lakeview by 5 points, 57-52. And Yellow Medicine East and Central Minnesota Christian, they were postponed as well. And another game that got postponed for tomorrow night, it was a big one. The number two-ranked team and the number three-ranked team in AA, Montevideo, is going to be at Morris. The Morris Tigers are undefeated at 12-0, Montevideo 13-1. They were to play tomorrow night, but they've already postponed that because of weather. That would have been a dandy of the game. Montevideo's only loss. Their 13-1 record, their only loss came to Morris earlier in the season. So we'll have to pay attention when that will be made up. Well, stay warm, everybody. I'm not sure when our next broadcast is going to be, but stay warm with the cold weather that we're having, that's for sure. And a lot of schools, no school tomorrow, the e-learning. And, yeah, so it is January, it is Minnesota, so you almost got to expect stuff like that, right? All right, thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball here on Q92. Wait a minute. I should name a WOW Autowash play of the game. And that WOW Autowash play of the game is Jackson Hasted. He did it, I think, three or four times. He grabbed the rebound, and he raced all the way down the floor. One time he slam dunked it. That's our WOW Autowash play of the game. We thank Brent Mosing for that. He did that a number of times tonight, and Hasted ends up with 24 points. That's our WOW Autowash play of the game. Hasted grabbing the defensive rebound, running the court himself, taking the ball to the hoop with the slam dunk. There you go. We're done tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Blackjacks win it 85-52 over Minnesota.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa. Napa, Madison Auto Park.
Heinrich Ludwig City County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for